tearing up my clothes, and I don't like that.
Those girls are wild, aren't they?
Well, they ain't wild enough.
Now, tell us a little bit about your start in show business. What was the first thing you did in the show business?
The first thing I did in show business, yeah. Let's see. Oh, I was about 13 years old and followed the elephants around because, you know, whether you know it or not, they're vegetarians, but in spite of that, they leave a lot to be desired, and I was a kid with the shovel picking up the desired.
That was your first job?
Yeah.
13,
and
wow.
I worked myself up being a clown and taught myself how to ride a trick unicycle, worked the slack wire, worked at Bonham and Bailey, Cole Brothers, Clyde Beatty Circus,
huh.
Carnival, at my own medicine show. That's where the accent comes from.
Sure.
I played all through the South. Good Lord, I played towns so small, Rand McNally ain't even put them down yet. And, you know, I would say about 60% of the population in the South that's alive today, they owe me a thank you because I kept their grandpappy and grandmammy doing it. That's right, I kept them. And then I went into radio. I worked burlesque. I worked vaudeville radio. I did about 18 years of radio. Started at WGN in Chicago. Went for WLW, home of the Lou Ranger. And then went to big time radio in New York during the time when that's all it was. It was no TV, you know.
Uh-huh.
Most young people think that TV's been around since Ben Franklin threw the kite up in the air and saw a picture on the kite. Well, that ain't right.
You know, you remind me a little bit of Wolfman Jack.
And, he stole a lot. Nice man. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, actually, we did.
And, yeah, he got out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we did the last interview with him before he passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then, I went into live television, the early days of live television. Dumont Network, most people don't, you know, was all live. Today, mm-hmm. It's the only thing that's live. But actually, there isn't anything live.
Not really.
Very little. No, not really. And did Broadway, off-Broadway, you know. Ran the whole gamut. You know, I'm the last of the dinosaurs still around.
But then you landed on Car 54, Where Are You?
Yeah, I did. Well, I done a lot of TV series. I did running parts on different characters on Sergeant Bilko.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I jumped from that into the series Car 54, created by the same man. Well, I'd worked for him in the Fred Allen radio show. And now there was a wit, Fred Allen. Good Lord, was he funny. You know, he's from Boston.
Of course.
Yeah. You know what his real name is?
No.
You don't know?
No.
Hey, that's a great trivia question for all you Bostonites.
So
what his real name was?
No, you're going to tell me.
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
John L. Sullivan.